Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Timber and forest product sector leaders and market analysts are predicting a return to typical seasonal demand as construction and home improvement projects resume after the winter slowdown. They say the timber market should fare reasonably well this year despite the impact of rising interest rates on new home purchases. In late 2019 to early 2020, housing starts in the U.S. peaked at 1.6 million units. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack plans to roll out $3.7 billion in emergency relief program and emergency livestock relief program assistance. The funds will help producers who sustained losses due to qualifying natural disasters in 2022. USDA is sharing the information early to allow producers time to get their documents in advance of program delivery. Producers who have participated in FSA programs will likely have the required forms on file. And the big news last Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled against the EPA in the case Sackett versus the EPA regarding the Biden administration's Waters of the U.S. rule. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says it's now time for the Biden administration to do the same and rewrite the WOTUS rule. Washington State Republican and Congressional Western Caucus Chair Dan Newhouse says the landmark decision is a clear demonstration of our nation's commitment to upholding the principles of individual property rights.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.